views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is the hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, break through patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and of course, truth. And for those of you who haven't heard, today is the final episode of Truth Talk Radio. I am so grateful to our listeners for making this show a success, and for everyone that's joined me in the last couple of years to bring more light, to bring more truth into this world. I obviously could not have done this without you. And if you're wanting to stay connected, I just want to mention a few things before we dive into today's conversation, which is going to be super, super juicy. So if you're wanting to stay connected, for those of you who haven't already, you can download my free Living in Your Truth guide at www.deborahacker.com. And you can also join me on Facebook at Deborah Acker Coaching. There's going to be a lot more. I'm going to be doing a lot more video, as we're seeing even in today's episode, for those of you guys who are tuning in online on video. And also, so you can find me on Facebook at Deborah Acker Coaching. You can find me also in my Facebook group at Living in Your Truth. And also, too, one of the things that I am just starting to add. So obviously, many of you guys have come, we've met through live workshops. And one of the things that I'm starting to add for those of you who aren't able to make the live workshops or in addition to the live workshops, I'm starting to add online group energy clearings. And what's really important, so the more energy clearing that you do, you know, people will tell me even in just one session, you know, feel more calm, you're going to feel less anxious, less depressed, but it's the energy clearing over time. So I always like to describe this as like, you know, say, you know, if you're describing life as like really high and then really low and really high and then really low, right? What happens as you do more and more energy clearing is not only does your happiness baseline go up, so you go from, you know, really low to very high, but also when you're going through life, because naturally we're going through the highs and the lows of life, and really life is about learning how can I manage those highs and lows. But instead of going really high and really low, you raise your happiness baseline, and then you're going like just high, low. So it's a lot less of a deep up and down, you know, you're really high and really low, you're a lot higher, and then you're not dropping nearly as much. So for those of you guys who are interested in starting to join on those, you can find out more information on the first group online energy clearing. And this one is titled, so I'm going to have a different theme each month, which is awesome. I'm so excited about this because I'm just going to channel what we're needing in that month, right? And so for those of you guys who are, and we may have more than one, but right now we'll at least start with one. We'll see how that goes. But this one's going to be clearing holiday stress, anxiety, and depression. I know these times of year can be hard. They can be challenging. especially if you're missing a loved one, or, you know, you're just used to kind of, this is how I do the holidays, which is like make them stressful, create a lot of anxiety. And like I said, if you're feeling challenged with some depression over the holidays, because this can be a time, especially if you're feeling lonely, that's what we're going to address and clear in the first online group clearing. So you can find more information about that again at www.deborahacker.com/clearing-holiday-stress. So again, that information is just www.deborahacker.com/clearing-holiday-stress. And I would love, there's limited space in this, but I would love if you can join me if you feel called. So before we get started today, I always like to start out our shows with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave feeling inspired and excited about being a powerful creator in the universe. And so for those of you guys can see, today actually I'm in Vegas. And for anyone that's in Vegas and feeling called, I have a Clearing Patterns in Pain energy clearing workshop this weekend. Again, I would love if you feel called to be able to support you. So I'd love if you could join me. And, you know, the title of today's episode is all around, you know, unique tools for really creating your reality. And so I want to talk about this because I think, you know, so many of us, myself included at times, can get really used to we can be really used to just like, this is how I create my reality, or this is my reality, and this has been my reality my whole life, and this is how I do reality. So how many people can relate to that? Myself included at times, and a lot of the energy clearing work has cleared the old stories. So first of all, I always talk about, you know, our stories. This is so important because our stories can be, when we hold on to our stories and we don't give, so many times, you know, we keep trying to create a new reality. And I always say, you know, most of our reality, people, even when I'm working with someone, a lot of times they're surprised. They're like, wait, how is, you know, this thing that happened when I was 5 years old, how is that creating my current reality? And I'll find some moment, it could be something small or it could be something big. There was a moment I was working with a client recently, and there was a moment where she was forced to move. And what ended up happening when she was forced to move. So she was forced to move. She had all her friends and all of her family there. And what ended up happening for her little girl to have that voice in the moment, unbeknownst to her, right? It was all subconscious. It was all unconscious. But what ended up happening was she ended up continually creating a reality where things got pulled away from her, right? Things got torn away from her. Things got ripped away from her in her reality. So what ended up happening, you know, again, this could be something that appears to be small or not significant, but what ended up happening is literally she had a hard time keeping friendships. She had a hard time keeping relationships. She made a decision never to really speak her truth and to really stand up for herself. So there were so many conclusions that were made in that moment. And I always talk about, you know, the conclusions that we make in these moments when we're 5, 6, 2 years old that end up defining, they can, unless they're brought to the surface and brought to consciousness, they can end up defining our reality, right? And so what ended up happening in that, what ends up happening in those moments when we don't give voice, you know, and we don't have the consciousness to give voice to it when we're 5 or 6 years old, right? And so we recreate it over and over and over until you work with somebody like me who's intuitive, and we'll go back and look and say, okay, at age 5, you know, with your mom or with your dad, these were the conclusions that were made in that moment, and here's how they're impacting your everyday reality. And then I walk you through a process for you to actually have that voice, for you to clear that. And many times my workshops and the online group clearings that we're going to be doing, this is the first starting point to really creating a new reality. This is the first starting point to starting to clear the things that are holding you back. So that's, you know, I've talked about that before. That's something that, you know, it's at the foundation of my work. You can read online. I've got a gazillion testimonials on, if you've been to therapy and haven't had success in therapy. That's my specialty, is quick, powerful transformation where you really permanently change. And, you know, the anxiety, the depression that you've been feeling starts to shift. You're actually able to move forward in your life in a way more powerful way from your power. So I encourage you to come to those energy clearings, come to my workshops, or reach out for one-on-one support. Just so you know, too, I do offer a it's $129, but it's basically a 90 minutes in total, a 60 minutes of energy clearing, and then a 15 to 30 minute follow up call. So if you feel called, simply send me an email at deb@deborahacker.com. And so today, though, I wanna talk about what happens when you've really started to really clear this old reality, right? Like this is where I am right now. I've cleared so much of my stuff, right? I'm at a point in my reality where, okay, like cleared, you know, anytime something comes up, I just work with it, clear it really quickly. Things shift really quickly. And I get back in the vortex, so to speak. But, you know, there's something that I was noticing this week as I was playing with, like, okay, this is the true reality that I really, really want to create. And as I was looking at, okay, what's at this point, you know, because I know that I have done a ton of work on myself and worked with, you know, with the things that were really holding me back, I'm like, okay, so I've cleared the things that are holding me back. Now what? Right now, what can I do to really choose this abundant, love-filled, fun, joyful, awesome reality that we all desire and we all are craving to have? What can I do to choose that? And so I started to play with some things, right? Because what I notice sometimes is an old conditioning of mine is to wake up sort of anxious, right? Like when I was growing up, a huge part of what was going on for me, there was a lot of anxiety in my household. Everything, you know, from just sort of like, I felt a strong, you know, I wasn't probably attuned to it at that point, but I felt a strong uncertainty. And so I've learned that that's how you do life. And so first of all, one of the things that I want to ask our listeners to start to think about is how do you do life, right? Like what, you know, do you take a lot of fear into your life? Do you take a lot of stress into your life? Is how have you learned to do life? So just like tuning into, you know, a few of what your stories, right? How you've learned, like, this is how I do life, right? I struggle with money. You know, I don't have the support that I want or need. How do you do life? It's maybe not working for you fully. Okay. So I want to just ask you to start to tune into that, right? Because we're going to start to, you know, at the end of this, you know, many of our listeners, right, they know that we do this awesome, cool energy clearing. We're going to do an energy clearing at the end of the show. So I definitely invite you to stay till the end. But just noticing, okay, it's like, how do I do life? Like, how have I learned to do life? Like, what does that look like? And if it's almost like how you impersonate a human. So fun because, okay, so I was in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago teaching a workshop. And I get in, I got an Uber and got in the Uber and, was talking with the cab driver and this cab driver, like he found his calling through driving for Uber. Like that was like, he's like, I totally found what I'm supposed to do. Like he totally felt on purpose. He was like really enjoy, which to me wasn't a surprise that I attracted a cab driver that had that story. Right. But I was talking to him about, you know, like basically how we impersonate, cause we were talking about, you know, sort of, the ways that we get taught to human, right? The ways that we get taught to impersonate a human being, right? And so many of us got taught like human beings are miserable, human beings are struggle, you only get so far. So first of all, noticing like, where's your benchmark, right? Like what, you know, what's your benchmark in life? Maybe it's an income benchmark. Maybe it's a benchmark of like, I only get to have so much. You know, what I find sometimes, this is very interesting, right? But what I find sometimes is when I think about a true life of abundance, which we are all meant to have, right? So when I think about this true life of abundance, like something about my whole body is like, oh no, that's like, it feels really scary to me. It feels really uncomfortable. And, you know, growing up, like I grew up, many of you guys have heard, you know, one of the stories that I grew up with my mother was, you know, like she used to say, mommy has no money, right? And it was sort of a way for her to condition us to not expect a lot and to just sort of, you know, like not need anything. And it wasn't intentional, right? She was just like, basically like, you know, like, this is what I have. This is, you know, this is what I have in this life. So one of the things, you know, that came from that is like, actually now when I go to step into this true life of abundance that I totally know I'm meant to have, right? And I think about like where I'm going to live. Sometimes having this idea of having a lot of space is kind of scary. And, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, my grandpa is actually a really, really good example of this, but he's really cute. So for the longest time, like after my grandma passed away, he had a small room and a big room, like small bedroom and a big bedroom. And he would always choose the small bedroom. Like he's very comfortable in small spaces, right? And again, like how we grow up, we kind of just get learned, like this is how you do life, right? This is how I human. Like to human is to struggle, right? To human is to be anxious. To human is to, you know, to be in my challenges. To human is to be a victim. So just notice like how do you human, right? And is how you human really working for you, right? Are you really creating what you're truly desiring? Or are you creating less than what you truly want? So this week as I'm tuning in and I'm realizing sometimes like I wake up in this state of anxiety. Like I said, that was just how I got conditioned to wake up, right? And so I wake up in this state of anxiety and I'm like, oh, this is how I do life. And it doesn't feel good, right? I mean, even though it's like, it's so interesting because a lot of times I feel really joyful and fun and excited and like, and all of those things. But there's those moments where I'm like, oh, this is how I've learned how to human, right? And it's like an old conditioning. So my old self has been used to, because it's everything that I've ever known. My old self has been used to, it's like, I go back to that and then I go back to that again. And then I go back to that again, right? And so it's one of those interesting things where I'm like, oh, this is what I keep choosing. And so one of the things that I started playing with this week, it's very interesting because it never sort of dawned on me fully like, oh, wait, like I don't have to live with this like density filled. When I say density, you know, it's like the things that we get used to carrying around, right? Our fear, our guilt, our shame, our control, like all those things that we get used to, you know, to carrying around. You know, our density filled body, that's how we've gotten used to like walk around with this heaviness, right? And it's kind of like, notice if that's a majority of all you've ever known, right? And you have these bouts or these bits of joy, but then you kind of return to that density, right? Or return to that anxiety, you return to that fear, like whatever you've gotten used to. And so what I realized is like, that's also like lives within me. Oh, well, I don't want to live like that anymore, right? And I think it is crucial to point out like, it is so important that to really understand like a huge part of choosing this. Yes, you could just make a decision and choose it, but you may find it doesn't feel true to you until you've cleared your patterns, right? Until you've cleared a lot of the things that aren't working for you. And so for me now I'm like, okay, like I totally know, right? I totally in every ounce of my body know I am meant to have this like crazy joy, crazy abundance, crazy light, crazy love, like just all of that. Like that is everything that I'm creating in this reality. So, okay, great. So one of the things I started to do is like, I'm like, so one thing I had this awareness of, I'm like, okay, like there is a version of me that has a density free body, right? Okay. So I was like, let me tune into that, right? So let me just tune into this density free self, right? And so if you're listening right now, I invite you to close your eyes unless you're driving or operating heavy machinery, but I invite you to close your eyes in any other case. And just tune into the version of you that exists that feels like really light, right? And really joyful. And notice too, like if there's something in the way of you being able to connect to that, again, that's where I come in, right? Where I help people to just clear like those blocks and those things that are in the way that maybe you have no reason, you have no way, no reason why they're there at this point, or maybe you know why they're there, but you don't have a full, you don't understand fully what's causing it, or even maybe you know what's causing it and yet you've played with a bunch of different tools and those tools alone, haven't fully changed it, right? I was working with a woman, out of Australia last week, which is super cool. And, she said she's like been playing for years with this, with moving forward, right? And she did not realize that this one thing that was holding her back from truly moving forward in her life. And so when I honed in on it and tuned in on it, all of a sudden we cleared the energy very quickly. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh my God, I have a new language right now. She like noticed as she was starting to say something out loud, she was saying something she had never said before, which was pretty cool. So it was really awesome because all of a sudden now she's starting to create this new reality. And it's not that like struggling or trying to push through or force it or trying to make it happen, right? So, but right now I invite you to just tune into this density-free self that lives with like in this reality, right? You know, of course, you know, we have to be grounded to kind of live in this physical space, live in this physical form, but you can live groundedly and actually live with space in your body, right? So again, when I say density-free body, that's like a creating space, creating openness in your reality. It's creating openness in your world. And so, you know, so what I realized is like, okay, so there's this density-free body that lives within me. And I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. What do I want to do with that now? And I was like, oh, cool. I was brought back to a teacher of mine who years ago, so a lot of the clients I see have a hard time putting themselves first. Can anyone relate to that? That was like myself included, right? And we have a hard time choosing ourselves. And I remember one of my teachers years ago telling our group, she was like, you know, basically like you're choosing you and then a minute later you're choosing you again. And then another minute later you're choosing you again. And then another minute later you're choosing you again. Right. And so, I remember her saying this and I was like, oh, so here's an opportunity. What I'm going to be doing is choosing my density free body. I'm going to be choosing that love, right? Choosing that light, choosing that abundance, right? I'm going to be choosing that joy. Right. And it's literally a complete reconditioning. Because like I said, I'm so used to, and I'm sure most of us, you know, everyone listening, right, we can relate to this idea that like, oh my God, like we're just so used to kind of just being in that fear, right, being in that struggle. Even if you've cleared it, it's like, oh, how I human, how I show up is to hang out there. And so I was like, oh, so what I've started to do over and over and over again, right, is to literally go, okay, right now I'm choosing light. Right now I'm choosing abundance. Right now I'm choosing ease. Right now I'm choosing calm. Right now I'm choosing peace. Right now, you know, I'm choosing love. Right. And so that in itself was really, really powerful. And important to note, this all happened yesterday. So I'm sharing with you this like stuff that like just like unfolded, right? Cause I just started to play with this and I was like, oh my gosh, like I want more for myself than just, you know, a life where I'm sort of contracting my body and just getting by and just, you know, just having enough, like, you know, like, okay, enough is good. But like, I want the whole kit and caboodle, as we all do. Right. And we all get to have that, right. We all deserve to have it. And you know, just you being you, you are enough, just you being you. So and take that in. Okay. Cause I know we have these pattern, this wiring, like around what we desire and what we deserve and how much we're truly allowed to have. And if we, you know, have it all, like there, we have abundance, like there's something wrong with us. So just take in that you get to have it all. And so, you know, I started to be like, okay, I'm going to keep, how do I keep practicing this? Okay, so I'm going to literally minute by minute keep choosing. I choose love, I choose light, I choose abundance, I choose ease, I choose calm, I choose peace, right? So that's one way, again, especially as you've conditioned yourself out of your patterns. So you can do it. I mean, you can, at any point in time, you don't, you know, theoretically, you don't have to clear your stuff to make a new choice, right? It just can be, there can be a lot of, what ends up happening when you try to do it without clearing your stuff many times is there's a lot of charge to it, right? You know, we've got our triggers there. And so there's just that charge that it holds. So it can be hard to do it, even though, like I said, you don't need to clear anything to say, okay, I'm going to be a new human in this moment, right? And I'm going to human the way that we're truly meant to human. And so just noticing that. And, you know, part of this too, so, you know, I was playing with money, right? And how I perceive money. And so noticing, first of all, you know, if you have a block to receiving or you have a block to giving, right? If there's somewhere, and if I talk about money, notice if your body contracts, right? So just right now, like when I say the words money, how does your body feel? Like, is there a contraction somewhere? Does it feel heavy in some way or does it feel open and expansive and light? And what I noticed is it was interesting because when I thought about giving money, I felt open, expansive, and light. But when I thought about receiving money, I was like, okay, there's still something there. I've worked with this so much, but there was still something there yesterday or 2 days ago when I was working on this that was like, oh, that feels interesting. And so an awareness popped in, and I'm sure it's popped in before, but for some reason it actually stuck. It landed for me, right? And so my guide said to me, they were like, you know, money equals love. So what could you do to see just money always equaling love? And so then I thought about this, and I thought about, oh, when somebody gives me something, they're giving me their love, right? When they give me money or gifts or whatever, that's them giving me love, right? And then when I'm giving them something, that's me giving them my love, right? And it doesn't have to just be that money equals love, right? It can be, you know, like everything equals love, right? Hate equals love, right? And so, you know, it was interesting because I taught a class this weekend in Boise, which was awesome. And it sold out actually. So that was so cool. Just important to note, I always talk about how, like, it's working with energy. People ask me all the time, how do you create things so quickly in your reality? How do you create things so quickly in your world? And it's literally working with energy. Because let me tell you, us working in the physical, so like you just basically going to work every day and just showing up and stuff, to me and from my experience, that's only like 50% of the equation. So if you're only using 50% of your resources, right, 50% of your tools, you're missing out on, there's so much more, right? And so a huge thing that's sped up my reality a gazillion fold, right, is learning how to work with energy. And so one of the things, you know, that happened this weekend when I was in my workshop, which like I said, so it's only been, I've been teaching these workshops for 8 months now. And this is my first sold out one, which was freaking awesome. And it was just really, really delicious and yummy. But what ended up happening is also in the process of me having my first sold out workshop, I also had somebody in the room that was resistant to my work, and she vocalized it. And it was really, really cool because what ended up happening, so the old me, you know, just like we're human, right? And when somebody's criticizing you, it doesn't feel good. Like, and so the old me like would have somehow either tried to convince her, or there would have been some version, right, of either resistance, of convincing, of defense. There would have been some version of that would have shown up. But instead, what ended up happening, which was so cool, is I just was like, oh, you do you, girl. Like, if it's not working for you, you don't have to buy what I'm selling. You know, there's a gazillion teachers out there, and not every teacher, you know, different strokes for different folks. And so it was so cool because for me, her response to me, like I was able just to internalize it as love, internalize it from this space of detachment, and internalize it from the space of just like calm and ease. And just, it was like so cool because I just felt like, oh, she's showing up from like, even though to her, I'm sure she was kind of trying it, to me, it did feel like she was maybe trying to push my buttons. This is the way she's learned how to get attention, right? And notice if that's one of your patterns, right? You kind of push buttons to, and that's how you've learned how to get attention. But for me, I was really clean about it, right? I was like, oh my God, yeah, sure, you do you. This doesn't work, no problem. Find work that does, cool. And then I was able to move on to and not stay in it and get like attached to it. So that was really cool. So I was able to serve and support the people that had come there, that the work was really working for them, which was pretty much the rest of the room. But in any case, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk more about this, right? I've got more tools to share, more fun things to share, more fun stories to share. And we're going to talk more about money, what money equals, what love equals. So, you know, you are listening to Truth Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Deb Acker. We're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Radio. I'm your host, Deb Acker. For those of you guys who tuned in after we started, this is our final episode of Truth Talk Radio. I just want to thank everyone, for those of you guys who tuned in late. I want to just thank all of our listeners and all of our guests for coming on, for making this show what it is. It's been awesome. It's been a super fun ride. You can find me on Facebook. So I'll be doing more live video. I'll be doing more fun stuff. So you can find me on Facebook at Deborah Acker Coaching, and you can also find me in my Living in Your Truth group. So I definitely invite you to come find me there. And then also too, like in addition to the live workshops, I've been doing the energy clearing workshops. I'm also starting to do online group clearings. So group energy clearings. So I invite you to check those out. You can find out more at www.deborahacker.com/clearing-holiday-stress. So again, that link is just www.deborahacker.com/clearing-holiday-stress. So before the break, we were talking about really how to create your reality, right? And especially as you start to move more and more into the vortex, what does that look like? And one of the things I want to talk about, so there's this way that we get conditioned to sort of like when we have this old reality, right? We almost it's like we get conditioned to sort of recenter in that old reality. So my old reality, when I, like I said, when I was growing up, there was a lot of anxiety and stress and depression in our household, right? And so my old reality was all around that. And so I got, it's sort of like almost like this, there's this way that we're off center because we're like, oh, you know, like if reality is off to your left, right? Or I don't know how it's showing up on the screen, but if it's off to one side, right? And if you're centered, right? And you're, you know, the stress or anxiety is off to one side of you, you keep almost like centering off center into that anxiety, right? Into that stress, into that depression, right? And so part of this journey is like, okay, wait, like, first of all, you know, clearing the stress, but then after you've cleared it, like no longer needing to keep recentering in it once it's cleared. Which again, I've been talking about, that's like been a huge like part of my journey. It's like, oh wait, like I don't have to do life anymore, like with fear or struggle or anxiety. And so, just noticing for you, like someone, a client was telling me today, this was really cool. She was telling me about, you know, she cleared or shifted something for herself. And then she's like, okay, I find myself continuing. This was like something with like physical pain, but she was like, oh, after it shifted, I was actually like going and looking for it. And really, how many of us, you know, find ourselves in some sort of version of that, right? Like, it's like, oh, this has shifted. Now I'm looking for it. And I found myself doing that this week too, where it's like, oh, wait, this has shifted. I don't have to live in fear or struggle. And then I'm like, okay, wait. Like, I found myself continually recentering into those old stories. And so it's so important, again, to keep like recentering in like, wait, you know, no more anxiety, I choose love. No more anxiety, I choose calm. I choose ease. I choose peace, right? So just noticing, like, what version of that lives for you? Like, what version of that exists for you? So just noticing that. And also, too, she was mentioning to me, she's like, you know, after we get so used to sort of living life from this one story. So like, for instance, if I was going to use the example of myself where, you know, I grew up in a household where it was kind of all about struggle and it was all about having no money, right? And so if like I was still living from that in this everyday reality, I could keep recentering into, oh, this is how I do life. Life is struggle. Life means having no money, right? And she used the example of like, she keeps like throwing the boulder back into the water, right? So throwing this, you know, this boulder, this, you know, and if the boulder represents having, you know, struggling, for instance, she's like, I keep putting it back in the water, you know, instead of allowing it, yeah, as she was talking about blowing it up, right? But instead of either taking it out of the water, blowing it to bits and pieces, or letting it go in an opposite direction of you, you know, whatever version feels true for you. So, you know, I just love those analogies because I think it's so important for us in understanding, you know, and understanding sort of how we're wired and how we get wired to sort of stay in that old place, even when something's shifted, right? And even when something's cleared, it's like, oh, wait, there's a reality that can exist where I don't have to struggle. Huh? What's that about? Like, how do I shift that? How do I, you know, how do I change that? So, you know, another thing I want to talk about, so this was so fun. So yesterday, as I was flying from Boise to Vegas, which again is where I am right now, and I was thinking about this whole thing, right? And this whole paradigm I'm playing in right now. And it's like, okay, yeah, no, I'm meant to have this life of just like total abundance and total, you know, like delicious love and just like, ah, all this amazing stuff, right? And I'm like thinking about this and I'm like, okay, what keeps me sort of in the old energy? Even though like the energy is cleared. So I'm like, why do I keep returning to that, right? And so I want you to ask yourself your version of this right now. Like, why do you keep returning to something that maybe isn't working for you any longer? And so for me, what I was noticing, well, so there's several things, right? Even though it's like, I don't want it, of course, it's like, it can be comfortable. It can be safe. It can be like, it's like, this is how I do life. Like, this is sort of, like I said, it's comfortable. It's safe. It's like, there's some way, something about it that's easy, even if it's not, right? So that's one piece of it. So, okay. I'm like, all right. So this is one thing. But another thing that came up that I wasn't as attuned to or as aware of was, it felt like some kind of loyalty, right? Like loyalty to that old story, right? Loyalty to my family. It's like almost like these are the ways that we learn how to be loved, right? It's like, oh, great. Like if I only go so high, like I'll stay with my family. I'll stay in the same space, you know? And this is by no means like something that my family's ever said, right? Like they want me to soar as high as I want to go, right? And so it's one of those things where it's just sort of subconscious. I'm like, yeah, gotta keep myself only so big. I can only be so big. You know, I can't be really too big or too much, right? And so, you know, just keep, there's a way that one of my client sessions in the last week, the energy of being stifled came up, right? And the ways that we stifle ourselves, right? And the ways that in some ways, sometimes our family has also stifled us, right? So just noticing, does that feel true for you? Like what ways are you holding yourself back, right? And what ways are you stifling yourself? And so, you know, as I'm thinking about this, I'm like, okay, So what does, I always, you know, I do a lot of work in my classes, and I do a lot of work with in my one-on-one sessions with our little girl, because I really do think, you know, our inner child, like so much of that is rooted, you know, whether it's the voice that they need to say, it's, you know, it's something that they've always needed to hear. It's something they needed to feel. It's all rooted there. So I was like, okay, well, what, you know, for me, what do I need to hear? Or what needs to shift for me to actually be like, yeah, it's okay for you to go into this reality. And so this was so cool. Like literally, if I hadn't been on the plane, I still was actually a little bit, but if I hadn't been on the plane, like this, it was so powerful and so touching to hear this. Like I was like, I was like crying. I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing. So I closed my eyes and I imagined myself, at a family dinner, right? A dinner table, right? And for those of you guys who know my story, you know, my dad, left when I was two. He was definitely in my life, but, it was a really big defining moment for me. And so he left when I was two, my mother passed away when I was 17, and kind of in between then I grew up with my mom and my twin sister. I have a twin sister. And so we grew up, the three of us. So that was sort of my reality. My grandparents were around a lot. And then I saw my dad, you know, on weekends. But so I imagined myself, what came to me, the image that came to me was, okay, like what would I have needed to see? What would I have needed to witness in that world for me to now actually, you know, and to have experienced really, for me to now believe that this is true, and not only believe that this is true, but actually want to create this. And so I imagined myself sitting at this, you know, at the dinner table, and maybe I'm between 5 and 8 years old. And I imagined my parents sitting across the table from me. So like I said, my mom passed away from cancer when I was 17. So she's in the spiritual realm. And my dad's still in physical form. And it was really cool because initially kind of started off with the two of them. And then I said, okay, well, what reality, not only what would I need to have heard, but what reality would I need to kind of witness from them to really even cement that even more? And so what ended up, the picture that ended up coming to form was my dad is remarried to this wonderful lady. And so I saw the two of them together. And then I also saw my mom remarried, which did not happen in this physical, in her physical body in this time. So I was like, okay. Like, so I imagined my mom, and she was with this really loving guy. It was really cool vision, really, really cool image. And then I saw my dad and his beautiful wife together. And so then I was like, okay, what do I need to hear from my family, my parents, to really believe this? And so, like, you know, it just started kind of downloading through me, right? And so it's important for you to tune in. What do you need to hear, right, to reframe this, to reshape this, to recreate your childhood, right? Because, again, so much of what we're creating in our present day is so connected to our childhood reality, which is so sad and unfortunate, but it just is how it is, right? And I do believe too, it's like we choose our parents to really, so that we can clear that reality. And we do choose our parents to show up for us in certain ways so we can start to shift and transform and change, right? And so I started to see, like, so my mom was, it was really cool because when I was growing up with my mom, the one thing that she did impart on me in physical time, she imparted a lot, but one of the things that she really imparted on me that I just totally believed in every ounce of my being, she's like, you can do whatever you want in this life. You can be whoever you want to be. Like, she basically imparted the energy, as I would describe it now, of infinite possibilities, right? Like, no limits. You get to be, have whatever you want. You get to be whoever you are meant to be in this lifetime. And so that, like, I knew that that was true for her, but like, then I started to see my dad saying to me, so my dad was like saying to me, he's like, Deb, you don't have to live anymore in a, you know, in a limited reality, right? He's like, he was saying to me, he's like, you can have literally everything you want in this lifetime. And I imagined him really, it was really like as his self at that time, right? And I imagined intaking that from myself and really internalizing that as truth, which is really freaking awesome. So there was a gazillion things that he said to me, but basically it was just these ideas of like, you get to have anything you want in this lifetime, right? You get to live in this abundant reality. You know, you get to create the world like of your dreams. Like, you don't have to live in any sort of limited form. He's like, and he was also saying to me, and so was my mom. He's like, we don't have to struggle. We don't, you know, struggle doesn't have to be part of your reality, right? I feel like it was a little bit of a higher energy, but it was this idea of no more struggle. Like, oh yeah. Like he's like, and so I started to, not only did I start to see them saying this to me, but then I started to imagine the reality. It was like, it's like in, you know, anyone that studies like consciousness, right? Like there's these different versions of ourselves that exist, right? And it's kind of a really spatial concept. It's one that I'm not even sure that I can grasp it on a non-physical level, but on a physical level, it's like, what? It's like, well, your mind. One of the things that, you know, that it's like, there's a gazillion realities that exist at any one point in time and space, right? A gazillion of like, so it's like higher vibrational realities, right? And so I was like, oh, cool. Like I'm going to start to see, you know, back in that time in my life, it existing where it wasn't a reality of like kind of growing up around scarcity. We had like, I remember growing up and there was like papers everywhere. And again, it was just the energy of struggle and scarcity was very strongly embedded in my household. And so I was like, oh, cool. All right. So I'm gonna start to see this reality. I'm gonna start to see a reality where, you know, like all my, you know, my mom was remarried and my parents were all around. And I just started to see this really abundant, love-filled, joyous, delicious reality. And it was really, really cool because, like I said, clearing the patterns for me was a great pathway to, okay, this is actually feels true, right? So just notice, like if you're like trying to do this and you're like, oh, it doesn't feel true or there's some resistance, that just means to me that, you know, again, you can totally choose that right now. But if you're struggling to choose that, that just means that there's more to clear, right? Like more to clear so that when your parents say that to you and you imagine yourself back in that time and space, that it actually feels true. But for me, because I just feel like so open and I am at this point in time and space where I am like 150%, a gazillion times like ready to choose that, right? I'm so like, I'm so ready to choose, like have all of that, right? And to no longer choose this reality where it's like, I only get so much, right? And notice that that's a version of your reality too. So, you know, it was really, really cool. Just kind of imagine, it's like, okay, what would I need to have heard during that time for me to actually buy into this reality and for me to be like, oh, I don't have to like loyally live in this like limited reality or only have so much, right? And so it was just really, really cool because like I said, I had each of them saying different things to me and I was just really taking that into my body. I was internalizing that. And like I said, then I went into this experience of just reimagining my childhood from that energy, right? From that vision, from those ideas. And it was like, oh, cool. Like, oh, you know, like, wow. So it's a really, really cool tool. I invite you to check it out, to play with it. Like I said, if you're feeling like you're struggling and you want to create a new reality, and yet when you try to go do that, you're like, oh, you're coming up against the brick wall, just reach out to me. You can reach out to me at deb@deborahacker.com. We can do, like I said, my special session offer. Just mentioned you heard about me on the radio show, and the investment for that is $129. And it's literally 60 minutes of energy clearing, which could literally turn your world upside down in an awesome way. And then it's a 15 to 30 minute follow-up call. So with that, I want to finish today's show and today's episode with an energy clearing, as we always do, right? And so again, one more reminder, I invite you to join me at my live workshops. I invite you to join me on my new online group energy clearings, where there'll be a new theme, a new clearing each month. So we're going to clear something new each month. And many of them are going to be like related to obviously what's going on, either the energy that's up or what's going on. Like, you know, Valentine's Day, we're going to probably do like a clearing relationship patterns, energy clearing. So I invite you to join me there. I invite you to join me, as well on social media, on Facebook, either through, my Facebook page at Deborah Acker Coaching and or through my Living in Your Truth Facebook group, where there'll be more video and more insights. And I will be sharing. I love sharing consciousness. Everyone that knows me knows how passionate I am about sharing these new ideas, right? New ways to play with energy, new ways to truly create your reality. And also too, like if you're like, oh my God, I love these episodes. You can find them all at www.transformationtalkradio.com. So you can find all the episodes and you can listen to them. You know, there's always something cool. Usually, like I said, especially the episodes where I haven't even had guests. We do energy clearings at the end. So, you know, I just invite you, you know, whatever way you feel called, let's stay connected. Definitely stay connected because, like, I love you guys. I'm so grateful that you are here. So with that, we're going to do an energy clearing. And this energy clearing, again, is all about how do we create a reality and really clearing out the things that are holding us back from doing that. And so if you're new to energy clearing, we're going to be bringing light all the way through the body. And I always say that the light is the truth of who we are, and it's the truth of who we came here to be. And from what I've seen, it's the quickest and most powerful way for us to shift, transform, and change. And then we're going to expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And I say that that's the return to us being in our power. That's the return to us being infinite beings in a body. And yeah, that's the return just to us being so powerful and so infinite. So, and then I might say something like everywhere you're struggling and you just want to see that coming out of your body. And I'll give you a positive alternative to breathe in, like light, like love, like truth. And obviously if there's something else that comes up, you can breathe that in as well, but you just want to see the old coming out and then the new breathing in. And so with that, closing your eyes. And again, if you are operating heavy machinery, do not close your eyes. But for everybody else, closing your eyes and just taking a nice deep breath and just breathing in through your nose good and filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. And again, just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. We naturally do this when we pray. So just see, sense, or feel that light, whatever comes up for you naturally. Good. And just beginning to allow this liquid light to come down into your forehead, down past your eyes, allowing you to see the truth of who you are and seeing the truth of who you are meant to be. Awesome. And then moving that liquid light down into your nose and into your ears, allowing you to hear the truth of who you are and hearing the truth of who you are meant to be at all times. Cool. And then moving that liquid light down into your mouth and into your throat, allowing you to speak out the truth of who you are and speaking out the truth of who you are meant to be at all times. Cool. And just seeing this liquid light coming across your shoulders and down into your heart, allowing you to feel the truth of who you are good and feeling the truth of who you are meant to be at all times. And just moving that liquid light down into your solar plexus. Because when we are in our power, we are in our truth. And when we are in our truth, we are in our power. And our solar plexus is our power center. And just seeing this liquid golden light coming down into your stomach and down into your hips. Good. Allowing you to stand, ground in, and create the truth of who you are and the truth of who you are meant to be at all times. And just moving this liquid light down your legs and out through your feet. To allow you to move from this truth and move towards this truth at all times. And just connecting into the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just allowing this liquid light to come back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. Good. And just one more time, just seeing this liquid golden light, this liquid funnel of light, a liquid ray of light, a liquid beam of light coming down, covering every crevice of your face, coming down your neck and across your shoulders, down your back, down your torso, down your arms and out through your fingertips. Good. Down into your hips, down your legs and out through your feet. And then back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso and up through your face. And just expanding that from above and below, expanding that from your heart, and just see that light covering the entire room that you're in. Just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. Good. And just opening, expanding, and breathing. And just expanding out into the entire building or home you're in, wherever you are. Just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. And opening, expanding, and breathing. And expanding out past the entire city, just super, super, super big, good. And just opening, expanding, and breathing, good. and expanding out past the entire state, just our country, just wherever you are, just super, super, super big, just opening, expanding, and breathing. And expanding out past the entire continent, just super, super, super big, just opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing. And now out past the entire world, just super, super, super big, just opening, expanding, and breathing. And now out past the entire universe, past all the planets, past all the galaxies, past all the stars, just super, super, super big, and just opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing. And just everywhere that you, how you do life is through struggle, anxiety, challenges, just surviving, depression, control, all versions of that, just exhaling that out of your body and breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love, good. And breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love, good. And breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. And everywhere you're identifying with something that doesn't work for you, so it's powerlessness, self-sabotaging, not enough, less than, too much, righteousness, defensive, any version of where you somehow or in some way are identifying as that, and it's no longer working for you, just exhaling that out of your body and breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love, and everywhere, and breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. And everywhere you're not choosing ease, abundance, love, light, joy, and you're not, and or you're not choosing this, like an abundant, love-filled, light-filled body, all versions of that, just exhaling that out of your body and breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. And just slowly bringing yourself back into the room, slowly bringing your energy back into your body and noticing if there's a next step that pops up for you as you bring yourself back into this room and taking note of whatever that is. And with that, I want to thank you all for tuning into Truth Talk. Of course, I always love hearing from my audience. If you have a comment on the show, you know, and really how the show has impacted you, or you'd like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at www.deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth guide, which is chocked full of steps to really living in more truth. And of course, if you want to catch up on any Truth Talk Radio episodes, just head to transformationtalkradio.com. And again, thank you so much for your listening, for your loyalty these last couple of years. This has been such a fun ride. I have loved it. And I look forward to seeing you online and live at one of my upcoming workshops and on social media and in person. So thanks so much. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific time on transformationtalkradio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.